Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. Hey, you guys. Welcome to Monday Night Dream Life Experience. My name is Denise Walsh. For those of you that are in the Coaching for Coaches Facebook group, you know that I go live every single Monday night to share with you a dream life experience, which means, like, what does it mean to be a dream life coach? What are some of the exercises that we do? What does it mean? And how does it work? And how, as a coach, can you effectively impact your clients through the dream life process? And so every single Monday, we go live here, and I typically do a hot seat with someone to share with you exactly that. Now, just so you know, those are then uploaded on the podcast and on YouTube. So if you want to easily see the replays, or you want to, you know, binge listen to them all, those are great places to go. And if you're coming from the podcast or YouTube, come join us in the Facebook group and join in on the conversation. So I see Nick. Hey, Nick, welcome. Glad to have you here. Thank you for hanging out. And all right, well, let's go ahead and get started. Today's going to be a little bit different because instead of me interviewing somebody about what it means to be a dream life coach and give you a real life example of, like, how a coaching session works, today we're going to talk a bit about business. And so I'm going to share my screen. I do have the comments up, so you should be able to, ask questions, and I will go ahead and answer those at the end. But I'm excited to share with you. Hold on. I have to move a bunch of screens around. There we go. What new things we are brewing here at Dream Life Coaching, and how you, as a Dream Life Coach, will benefit. So, okay. Here we go. Eileen, I see you're on. Thank you so much. Good to see you. Okay, so you should see my screen, 2 essentials for a 6-figure coaching program. And why do I call it a 6-figure coaching program? Well, you guys, my goal is that you have several programs. What I think is so fun is when one of your programs, or heck, all of your programs, are bringing you 6 figures. I think that's a really fun goal to have. That's how you become a 7-figure earner, right? Is by having 6-figure programs. You are here, my guess is, because people are always coming to you for counsel. Let me know if that's true in the comments. You want to finally make money doing what you love to do, which is helping others grow. Let me know if that's you in the comments. Or you already are in leadership. You already are a coach. You already are a teacher or a counselor, and you want to add to your skill set. Let me know if that is you below. So also, I want to hear where you are in your business journey. You are here because you currently have a coaching business and a great stream of clients. Put an A in the comments below. If you are B, you want to start your coaching program and you don't know where to start, put that at the B in the comments below. C, you're somewhere in between. You've like got an idea and you started to maybe have practice clients, but you don't really know where to go from there. Kim says me. Yes. Tammy says hi. Yes, girl. Hey, Liz. Glad to have you. Eileen. Yes, you've got your program, but you're not quite sure where to start. Okay. Or what to do next. Yeah, absolutely. And I've been in all three of these. So don't you worry. We're going to get you moving to the next phase. And in this quick training, I'm going to share with you the mistakes I made while building my coaching program and how you can absolutely like catapult your success and save years off of your business by catapulting you years ahead by getting these two things right. And these two things, when you have them right and you launch your business with these two things in place, it's going to save you years of time trying to figure it out. If you are interested in learning about that, put an amen in the comments below, because I know when I was excited about building my coaching business, I wanted to just know how. Just tell me what to do and I will do it, right? And if that's you, I want to hear, I'm here for you, because my job here is to tell you what to do and give you that roadmap to create a lucrative, profitable coaching business you love. And today I'm going to support you by giving you those clear steps, and stay till the end because we are announcing something super cool in the Dream Life coaching world. And I'd love for you to stay to hear about it because it's going to impact you and your business. So quick story about me. My name is Denise. As you know, this is my family. My husband and I have been married since 2005, and we've got two little boys, Owen and Eli, who are now 6th grade and 4th grade. So I like totally need to update this picture. But one of my favorite stories is I had to do IVF for our babies. And when Owen came out with red hair, I put strawberry blonde in his baby book because I thought there's no way he's going to have red hair. And then with Eli, I was like, well, there's no way they're going to look alike. You know what I mean? How could I? And they look alike. They look like twins. It's hilarious. And we always say our Irish roots for the win because we're from Ireland, like, you know, generations, potato famine, all that kind of stuff. And now my boys like to tell people they're going extinct because apparently redhead and blue eyes is a very special combination. But needless to say, I can tell you I did not start out working from home in our dream house, like being able to pick my boys up from school each and every day. In fact, I got my start at camp. I actually took my son, Owen, he's going into 7th grade, to his first week-long camp experience. And he knows all about my camp counseling days. I talk about it all the time because these days were so fundamental in my life. If you have a reason, you guys, that you like love working with people or a time when you felt sparked, put that in the comments below. I'd love to hear your spark story. Mine is I was at camp. I came to camp because I had a huge love for people. And I remember thinking at camp, like these kids came to camp. This was in New York City. They were in the foster care system and they came with their head down and their guard up. And throughout our weeks at camp, they started to blossom. Their guard came down, their eyes came up, they started to believe in themselves. And I felt like I could see them three steps ahead of where they are now. Like I could love their soul. And it didn't matter what they did in the past or why they were here, any abuse or trauma they had. Like I felt like I could love them right where they were and support their journey. And I thought, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to help people know just how awesome they are. And so I got into the field of psychology just for that reason. And this is me working in clinical psychology. I was working at a local mental health facility for about 5 years where I led groups, anger management, depression, family psychoed, which is for schizophrenia and bipolar. I led depression group, trauma group, preteen group, adolescent group. And I worked with families and substance abuse and went to the ER on call and things like that. Like when you're in a small town, you do a little bit of everything. And so I got a ton of great experience, but I can tell you at 25 years old, I went through what I call my quarter life crisis. I was overworked, underpaid, and I started to realize like, this isn't it. You know, that big spark I had at camp where I knew that I was going to impact and shift the world. And like I could really help people. I started to feel that spark start to wane. And I started to feel like, well, this is just my lot in life. This is just the way it is. I'm going to become a zombie, work for the week, come back out. You know what I mean? And this is just the way life goes. And I wonder if you've been here as well, and maybe you're here right now. So I want to hear from you. If you've ever had that spark moment, I'd love to hear your story. And if you've ever had that choice where you've had to say, do I listen to my heart? Like, do I follow that spark because I know what it's like to love what I'm doing? Or do I just become a zombie and kind of go through the motions, but not really enjoying my life? And I can tell you, I was here for about 5 years, but I know people who've stayed here for far too long, like 10, 30, 40 years. They've stayed in a position they didn't really like because at least, right, they know the paperwork. So needless to say, I started searching again for my spark. And in 2007, my husband and I started working an online business that allowed us to quit our jobs in about 3 years. So I've been full-time at home building an online business since 2010. I've had the chance to travel around the world and speak. I've written books about my experience and really a chance to teach you how to have your own experiences too. I've worked with Jack Canfield, John Maxwell. I am a freedom from self-sabotage coach. I've done fitness competitions because what I learned is when you experience success in one area, you just have to transfer it to another area of life and use those same skills to experience success there. And I've been able to take this experience and now create a lucrative coaching business that allows me to work from home in my own time, in my pajamas, but yet impact people all over the world. And that's what I want to share with you today. The two things that I'm going to share with you are things that I had to learn after experiencing all of the success that in order to move into the coaching world really impacted my ability to serve my clients. So let's see. Liz says, she loves to connect with people so they feel seen, heard, valued. Yes. Ooh, Eileen said she reevaluated her life after 9/11. What was I doing? Yeah, I think there's a lot of times when life happens or we retire or kids graduate or we're kind of in this transition phase where we go, is this it? Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? And sometimes it is, and that's awesome. But sometimes we're like, you know what? I want to add value in the world in a new way. And that's where your coaching business can come into play. And so the first thing I want to share with you is this thing called a niche. And I know for me, when I first started, it was very easy to say, I can help you with anything. Are you depressed? I can help you. You want to write a book? I can help you. Like, what do you need? I can help you. But what I've learned over the years is if you talk to everyone, right, you talk to no one. So the question that we get to figure out together is, who is your ideal client? Who do you serve? And what we want to think about is, and the reason why this is important, not because your program can't help everyone, because it probably can. The skills you learn will be able to help really anyone, right? Ages 18 to 80, men, women. But in marketing, you need to talk to one specific person. Oh, this is so important. And I'm so excited about this. But if you've got ideas on what your niche or who your niche is, post that in the chat as well. So some questions to ask yourself is, what keeps your ideal client up at night? What gives them anxiety? What is that anxiety about? Like, what do they really search on Google? Like, what are they looking for? What solution or result do they really want? Oftentimes, I'll hear new coaches say, I want to give people self-love, or I want to help them know, just like me, right? I want to help them know just how awesome they are. Well, the problem with that, right, is are they searching that? Are they searching self-love? Are they searching how awesome can I be? Like, what are they searching? What are they seeking? And the cool thing is we know our program will deliver way more than just what they're seeking, but we want to market to what they're seeking and the result they're looking to have. Do they want community? Do they want to lose weight? Do they want to make more money? What do they really, really want? And oftentimes, we really want to focus on something that gives measurable results. Measurable results. And this is tricky in the coaching world when the result is happier. How do you define happier, right? How do you define more successful relationships? How do you define increased security and self-esteem? How do you define those things? And so really think critically and like get down to the nitty-gritty of what your client really wants. If they are insecure, why? Is it because of an unhealed trauma? Is it because of a poor relationship with their parents? Is it because of lack of boundaries? Those are three programs right there that you could create that would give your client the outcome of insecurity or of security to their insecurity, right? But you can see how just that outcome of insecurity isn't enough. Why are they insecure? Is it trauma? Is it family relationships? Is it lack of boundaries? And then you can create a program that focuses on that. Ooh, baby, this just gets fun. Now, the three most profitable niches are health, wealth, and relationships. So if you think of health, losing weight, I work with a lot of weight loss or health coaches, and we even niche that down, and we'll go through some examples here in a minute. We niche that down to hormone health, emotional eating, weight loss after 40. Bodybuilding is a whole nother niche, right? So health means there's a lot of different niches, even in the word health coach. Who do you serve? How do you help them? And the goal is that your program gives them that specific result. Now, wealth, of course, money. That's something a lot of people want more of. Amen. And so when you're helping somebody with wealth, how are they making more money? You can certainly do money mindset. You can do mindset coaching for CEOs. You can do business coaching, or, you know, I know several people who do overcoming self-sabotage for wealth and money mindset. So there's a lot of things that you can do in the money mindset or the wealth sector. How do you make money? One of the things that I do now, right, is that I teach and certify dream life coaches and help them make more money by building a profitable coaching business. And so quantifying that even more, how much are you selling 90 Day U-Turn for, or your program for? How many clients do you need? You know, I can really say, all right, you sign up 10 clients and you have more than paid for this program. Easy peasy. Let's do that. Right. And so the goal here is that we take that outcome, that result that they're looking for, and we drill it down to as specific as possible. And then finally, relationships. Again, let's ask those questions: relationships with mom, relationships with significant other, relationships with kids. Is this parenting? Is like, what is it? What's going on here? And what you'll find is you can get so granular. And once you are clear, it feels like off to the races. Like that's how it feels when you know exactly who you're talking to and what solution they need. Now, I'll give you a quick example of this, and then I'll go to your questions here, is that even in my group coaching group, it says start or scale your coaching program. And I really have to decide, are we starting a coaching program or are we scaling a coaching program, right? Because those are two different types of people. Someone who's starting a coaching program is very different than somebody who already has one and maybe is looking to outsource or hire and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be shifting my stuff around in the next couple of weeks here to be even more clear on how I can serve you, the new dream life coach. All right, let's see what questions we have. All right, if you've got any questions, you guys, be sure. It says I have 22 questions, but I can't see them. So I'm going to look on my phone too. All right, we'll move on though. Okay, cool. All right. So here's where we get into the nitty-gritty. This is what I call my 10K niche test. And what I want you to think about is 10,000 people. Now think of like a stadium in your local arena. Your local arena maybe has 30 to 40,000 people in the stadium that hold the, they can hold in the stadium, right? Some have 100,000. So you think about one little tiny section of that. You want your niche to be relevant to a section of the whole stadium, but not the whole stadium. We've got some examples here. One example of something that is a bit too vague is I help women who are getting through or are going through a divorce. I help women who are going through a divorce, or I help dads with stress. That's not 10,000 people, right? That's millions of people. And so in order to take that stadium of people and really hone it in into one section, you know, 2A, is you would want to say, I help women ages 25 to 35 who are going through a divorce with young kids. Because that might look different. Your program may have different points to it, different, you know, different conversations happening than a program of divorcees who are getting divorced in their 50s or 60s, who don't have kids and they're empty nesters and that kind of thing, right? Or I help dads with stress. This one could be, you know, another way to narrow this down would be I help dads, again, with toddlers or young kids with stress. I help CEO dads with stress. I help CEOs leave their stress at the door so they can be good dads. Like you can tailor this down and you want to think about so stinking clear who that person is. And I know, Eileen, you've been working on this. You have been really honing in on your ideal client. And at first it's like single moms. Well, let's talk more about this. Single moms who are retirees in their 50s who like, you are really getting so granular, and it's because the more granular you are, the better your marketing will be. Some other examples, I help women in their 20s and 30s to heal after losing a spouse at an early age in Michigan. This is a good example. There's 10,000 people who are looking for this, and that is what is going to take you to 10,000 a month. Or another healthy, like granular 10K example is I help 20-year-old engineering grads tailor their resume to the aerospace industry. Super stinking clear. That clarity is so key. You need to know who you are talking to in order to market your program. So that's the first thing. The first thing that we need to do is figure out who you're talking to, because you can't talk to everyone, right? And so I want to see if there's any. Aw, Liz says she loves my family. Thank you, Liz. Aren't they so cute? Let me see if there's any questions or thoughts before I move on to the second one. And I think sometimes too, one thing to know is that you can change. So sometimes people don't know who they want to work with until they start working with them, right? And so you have to start kind of getting out into your world, which is why I always recommend for Dream Life coaches to have what we call a beta or a founders group, where they have 5 to 10 people who they get to practice, they get to, you know, do the program with and get feedback and testimonies and that kind of stuff. And then they can always shift. So another example of that is I could tailor 90-day U-turn or the Dream Life certification program to nurses. I could say, if you want to add value in a new way as a nurse, you should become a Dream Life coach. Now, why do I think that? Because I have successful nurses being Dream Life coaches who can, number one, use it immediately, and number two, start coaching side businesses and have that like retirement plan or that like, you know, bridge to replacing their income. And so I know that niche or that nurses are really great Dream Life coaches. I could also say teachers. I have a few teachers, right? Are you a teacher who wants to add value in a new way? Are you a teacher about to retire? Are you a teacher who's burnt out in the system? Do you see how specific I can be? That's what we really want to do with this 10K test. If you think about a stadium, I want you to think about your specific sliver that you can help. One last example, and then we'll move into number two. is we got a girl in the foster care industry. She's working with foster moms, like totally an amazing niche. She could even narrow it down to more to say foster moms who have kids with borderline personality or kids under the age of 5 or teenagers. They're a whole other thing, right? So she can narrow it down even more. And then my last story, I told her story first, but my last story for real is I have a friend who you may know her. She's super popular on Instagram, millions of followers, taking care of babies. Her niche is to sleep, is to train, like she's a sleep trainer for 0 to 18 months. She may have some toddler programs, 2 to 3 years old. So let's say 0 to 3. So she's targeting moms that have 0 to 3 year olds, and she's made millions. So we want to niche down to scale up. You want to create momentum in your niche, and then you can expand if you want to. So, all right. Ooh, Eileen says, I empower moms over 50 to prioritize themselves after years of putting themselves last. Ooh, I like it. I like you have moms over 50 to prioritize themselves after years of putting themselves last. I would think of one, another like clear result. What result are they looking for? Do they want to get their hobbies back? Do they want to lose 15 pounds? Do they want a community? What do they really want? And then we know you'll provide more than that. But I think if you can market what they want rather than whatever you want, then those people are going to raise their hand. So maybe think about, is this accountability for health? Is this accountability for hobbies? Is this accountability for what is the result that they're really looking for? All right. And the second thing that I recommend or that I've learned, right, that is going to catapult your coaching program to over 100K is to have a clear, what do you teach them? Now, this is where things get exciting, you guys, because I am now giving you that on a platter that you can use with any niche. This is exactly what we do in the Dream Life Certification Program.
I know. It's so exciting. Okay.
So what we do in the Dream Life Certification Program is I teach you the Dream Life Pathway, head, heart, feet. What do you want? Do you believe that it's possible? Do you know how to go get it? And there's a ton of different exercises with each area of the pathway: clarity, mindset, heart, open-hearted, belief, confidence, all of these things. Feet is action, time management, skill set. There's all these different exercises. And if you go back to all of the lives that we've done over the past couple of months, you'll see there's every single one is a different exercise that comes from the curriculum, and it allows us to give our clients a path to follow. So the goal here is that we're not just saying, all right, what do you want? Okay, cool. Go. Good luck. We're saying, all right, here is a process that we are going to take you through to help you clarify what you want, to help you figure out the self-sabotaging behaviors that are keeping you stuck. Because guess what? If it were easy, you would already be there, right? And so the Dream Life Pathway, helping people move and grow through self-sabotage, gives you exactly what you need in order to support your people. And no matter what niche it is. So I've had people use it with adolescents and teens. I've had people use it with health coaching. I've had people use it with group coaching and one-on-one coaching. And you just have all these tools in your toolbox. And it combines the traditional way, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, motivational interviewing, family dynamics, attachment styles, all these things that are within the clinical psychology realm, right? With some of the new things that have come out over the past 20 years, NLP, success principles, the overcoming self-sabotage, content, quantum physics, universal laws, and it combines them in a way that gives you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to support your clients in getting powerful results, no matter what that result is. Now, here's an overview on how I explain how the Dream Life Pathway works, right? You're in this place we call here. For me, this was when I was at that job I did not like, and I was starting to feel restless, and I didn't really know what to do next. But yet, as soon as we step outside our comfort zone, we shrink back, to where we are now because it's comfortable. Ah, that's also where the subconscious programming is, because we will always snap back to what's our normal. And then we have their personal vision, a vision of your future that produces passion. You're so excited to get up in the up out of your bed every day. You know where you're going. You know why you're going there. And you've like got your plan in place. Now, the things that pop up: life, fear, jealousy, resentment, your energies. People will tell me I'm too tired, right? Time, limiting beliefs, comparison game, clarity, focus, relationship struggles. You can't, it's harder to live your dreams when you're living in drama, my friends. The how, again, how many of you would say, I know what I want. I just don't really know how. So these are all the things that get in the way. And when we're in dream life pathway alignment, the how starts to show up for us. And that next step there becomes easier. Now, Eileen, you have used this quite a bit within your clients. And I remember you telling me one time, you said, oh my gosh, the dream life pathway works like with everybody, with whatever their goal is. And I said, yes, that's exactly it. Whether they really want to focus on relationships, or they want to focus on health, they want to focus on getting their life back, gaining clarity. And I have packaged all of that into 90-day U-turn. And so the announcement that I have that's super fun is that not only as a dream life coach do you get to participate 90-day U-turn and learn 90-day U-turn yourself, but you also, hold on. Oh my gosh, I wasn't sharing my screen that whole time. That is so disappointing. All right, let me just show you really quick. Oh, geez, oh, Pete's. Oh, well. What do you do? So this is the dream life pathway. And this is the traditional and new. This is the here, there, all the life that happens in the middle. And this is 90-day U-turn. So as a dream life coach, you get to participate in 90-day U-turn. You get to learn how it works, experience your own shifts, right? But then you also learn how to teach it. And what we are now offering, and it will be ready to be rolled out in the next 2 to 3 months, is that as a dream life coach, you get to run 90-day U-turn yourself. So as a dream life coach, you can do one of two things. You can either use the program, like use the content yourself in your own program, where you can like merge it. You know, for example, Jessica just launched her program this last week, and she's a health coach. And so she does specific health coach emotional eating program. But she's been able to weave in a lot of the self-sabotaging exercises into her program, right? You can do that. You can weave it into what you're already doing. You can kind of take and pick and cherry pick the exercises and create your own program with them. But I've also had people say, Denise, I don't want to create my own program. I just want to take my people through your program. And so what we are figuring out and we're really putting all the pieces in place is to give you a license or an affiliate option and give you the entire course itself. So you get all my videos, you get all my handouts, you get all my stuff, and then you get paid to run the program with your clients. How fun is that? It feels like coaching program in a box. That's what it feels like to me. Coaching program in a box, where we're handing you not only the tools for being a coach, but a specific program that you can choose to run if you want to. Again, it's not mandatory, but it is an option for those who have said, look, I like 90-day U-turn. I don't need to recreate it. Because you're going to have your own testimony from 90-day U-turn. You will have already gone through the program itself as a client. You'll have your own experience. You're also going to have the client results from the people in the group. So you're going to see other people aha moments. If you've gone through 90-day U-turn, I'd love for you to share some of your aha moments or some of your experiences down below, because again, as you come out of the Dream Life Certification Program, the goal is that you have confidence and courage, and you know exactly what to do with your people. And so if you want to take 90-day U-turn and say, guys, let's go through this program together. You market it on your social media. You're getting your clients. I can tell you, you're going to have the confidence because you've done it yourself. And so you'll have not just the clients that you've had, right? Their testimonies, but you're also going to have the backbone and the confidence of all of the clients that I've had over the years who have felt tremendous, tremendous shifts from going through a 90-day U-turn, sometimes more than once, because at the end of the day, they were like, I'm not done yet. And I don't want to let go of the supportive community. And so we have had people come back more than once. And so as coaches, you get to experience it. You get to be a support coach within it. And then as a certified coach, you will have the rights to then be able to host your own 90-day U-turn program as well. At the end of the day, people want to know that you will be able to take them where they want to go. So we need to figure out where your ideal client wants to go and then reverse engineer that so you can create a program that houses them there, or that takes them there, right? A program that houses them so they take them, it takes them there. And with that, with 90-day U-turn, you have an overcoming self-sabotage program that you can connect with and utilize with any niche you choose. I think this is so much fun. And I'm so excited to be able to offer this as a part of the Dream Life Certification Program. Tomorrow, we are opening the doors to this next cohort. We've got 8 to 10 spots available in the Dream Life Certification Program. And by the end of your time, we'll have all of the details figured out and you will have access to 90-day U-turn itself, should you choose. Or you can, again, take the content and make it your own. So what I'm going to do in the chat is I'm going to put a link to a strategy call. If we've already had a strategy call, don't you worry. If we've already met, like Liz, you're on my list to connect with this week. Don't worry. You don't need to book another one. But if you have not yet booked a call and you're interested in learning more on becoming a dream life coach, then let's talk. Let's just talk. There's no commitment. I'll tell you all about what the program entails, including the certification and the in-person events that we do and what being a certified coach can do for you. If you already have a certification, I can tell you this is different than most of the things you've already experienced. And it could just be more tools in your toolbox. So nobody is excluded from this. It's just another kind of extension. And then we also do a lot of business-focused strategy here too, because my goal is not that you get certified and do nothing with it, although I think that would also still benefit your life. My goal is that you take this and you build a lucrative program. And now that I'm able to offer 90-day U-turn to you on a platter, I'm going to make it as easy as possible to make this happen for you. So with that being said, yeah, Kim just said, I could do 90-day U-turn quarterly. Yep, I agree, because once you're in a positive community, every single time you do the content, another layer is going to fall off. That's a nice way to put it. If you're interested in learning more, I'm going to post the strategy call here, and I recommend that you book a call in the next week, because the 10 to 12 or 8 to 10 people will fill up quickly, or put action down in the comments and we will reach out to you and message you and chat with you through there to get to know a little bit of your story, a little bit of your vision, so we can see if becoming a dream life coach would support you. All right. What questions do you have? Is anyone as excited about this as me? I am super excited. I'm disappointed that my screen wasn't sharing the whole time, but you know, life happens. Good questions. Kim said, do it, invest in yourself. Yeah. Yes. Tina said 90-day U-turn was super helpful to shift a long time problem. And I definitely have clarity and freedom from that, from the past. Yeah. Yes. Tina has, what I have loved about Tina's experience is she's currently coaching with people and she's able to immediately practice what she's learning in real time. So she, not only is she experiencing shifts and breakthroughs and like aha moments, which I've seen her lighter. I've seen her more connected and less, you know, when life happens, she's not as derailed. Right. And I think that's what we're all looking for. That's what when we know who we are, we love who we are, then when the triggers come, we are less triggered. And that's a beautiful place to be. Yes, Robin, we will be talking about this for you if that's something you're interested in, the affiliate stuff. Yeah. Awesome. Yes, Liz, I think this is perfect for you too. So awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Here's what I know. If you've been thinking about becoming a coach, then you have to ask yourself, what's been holding me back? What's been holding me back? Is what's holding me back fear? Is it not knowing the how? Is it insecurity? Is it comparison game? Like, what is it? And the reality is that those things will dissipate when you're in a group. Isolation brings, that's when we shrink, right? But you will get way more done in community. So as we teach you the Dream Life Path, we give you a powerfully effective program that you can then use with your clients, and we help you figure out the specific niche you want to work with and help you learn how to get clients and market and all that kind of stuff. Just know that in a year, you can be in a completely different place, but you won't do it alone. Anything time I did something cool, I did it with a coach. When I wrote my book, I got a book coach. When I did a bodybuilding competition, I got a coach. Like when I was building in my direct selling company, like I had a coach. I had people to brainstorm with, to hold me accountable, to give me feedback, to help me to guide my step, but help me to know that it was worth taking. And I think that alongside the beautiful community that we've created, a lot of them are in the comments right now. It's truly, truly a priceless and super fun place to be. And I just so love locking arms with all the Dream Life coaches and hanging out with you guys in like Costa Rica and stuff. Super fun. All right, you guys, I'm excited for you. Put action in the comments below if you want me to reach out or book a call directly. Let's talk and let's figure out how you can get your coaching business started easier than you ever expected. Have an awesome night, you guys, and we'll see you soon. Bye.